The documentary, The Most Dangerous Man in America, profiles Daniel Ellsberg. He was a critic of the Vietnam War, leaked the CIA papers, known as the Pentagon Papers, to the press. He's featured in the documentary, as well as many other people who played a big role during that time. Judith Ehrlich and Rick Goldsmith co-directed the unrated film. Gene, I know you're very high on this film.
Yeah, I am. And as much as I like Disgrace, the film we just talked about, this is really my pick of the week. I mean, part of it is it took me back very much to the heady days of the Pentagon Papers and things that were going on. But some of the revelations in this documentary were astounding. And I don't mean to give stuff away, but this one just struck me that Daniel Ellsberg, when he did get the papers and decide. Well, let me first go back and say that Ellsberg was a supporter of the Vietnam War when things started out. So this was a very gradual change.
He was part of the strategic brain trust that actually orchestrated the various steps of the war all the way going back to the Johnson administration and into the Nixon administration.
Yeah, he was an analyst, and he was very supportive. It's also interesting that he and his future wife split up. They got engaged and then broke up because she was very much opposed to the war, and he was supported it. And only over time, when he changed, did they get back together. But the biggest revelation for me really was how, when he was trying to find people to, you know, senators, congressmen, before he went to the newspapers to reveal the Pentagon Papers, he showed it to Fulbright and McCloskey, Paul McCloskey, Fulbright, and they were too afraid to do anything with it because they were afraid they would be charged with espionage.
It's a great film. It's a terrific documentary, really first rate. I would almost say this is a perfect double feature with The Fog of War. Anyone who
You
know, you could put these two together and really get an amazing psychological insight into why certain individuals made certain decisions during that period. But for anyone who is not really up to snuff on their Vietnam history, the wonderful thing here is that the Pentagon Papers did chart an entire multi-decade relationship between the United States and that part of the world, going all the way back to covert funding of French military activities under the Truman administration. And you know, that was what really detailed this, was that it represented, you know, five administrations worth of betrayal, three Democrats, two Republicans, no partisan divide there, that this was just a failure of American policy over an entire generation. And how this impacts his development of conscience, you know, to see him sort of speaking about his evolution in both emotional and intellectual ways, and to see him still struggling with it is the great thing. This is not a man who's at peace with himself even now. This is a man who is still very, very morally restless. And that is, it's a really, really fascinating profile.
For somebody who doesn't know anything about the history of this, they should see it. And
absolutely,
for people who do, you should see it because it really takes you back to those days.
It's excellent.
The Most Dangerous Man in America, Daniel Ellsberg profile, Judith Ehrlich and Rick Goldsmith directed the unrated film. The documentary Lord Save Us From Your